Art and Science.
A radio broadcast about the European Digital Art and Science Network.
Hello and welcome to a radio broadcast about the Art and Science Network. Since its very beginning, Ars Electronica has always focused strongly on the many interrelations between art and science.
In cooperation with 7 artistic and cultural institutions, as well as CERN and ESO, European Southern Observatory, Ars Electronica launched the European Digital Art and Science Network. This is an international initiative which is offering artists the chance to spend several weeks at CERN, ESO and the Ars Electronica Future Lab. The network aims to link up scientific aspects and ideas with approaches used in digital art, fostering interdisciplinary work and intercultural exchange, as well as gaining access to new target audiences are among its declared goals. There is also strong emphasis on art's role as a catalyst in processes of social renewal. By creating images and narratives dealing with the potential risks and rewards inherent in technological and scientific development, artists exert an important influence on how our society comes to terms with these innovations.
In cooperation with the 7 European partner organizations, Ars Electronica issued 2 worldwide calls for submissions. The first call was for a residency at the European Southern Observatory, short ESO, in Chile. The second call for a residency at CERN in Geneva, Switzerland. From among the entries, the juries of top name experts selected 2 artists or artist groups to take part in the residencies. The artists which have been chosen for this residence are Maria Ignacia Edwards for ESO and also Ars Electronica Future Lab, and the artist group Semiconductor for CERN and also Ars Electronica Future Lab.
The European Southern Observatory, short ESO, is an intergovernmental organization that has its headquarters in Munich and its observing facilities in Chile. Founded in 1962, today ESO consists of many different observation facilities which helped to make a lot of important discoveries in astronomy. ESO has built and operated some of the largest and the most technologically advanced telescopes in the world. As the cradle of the World Wide Web and home of the Large Hadron Collider, which investigates the mysteries of our universe, the European Organization for Nuclear Research, CERN, is an eminent center of digital culture as well as science and technology. As an international center of excellence in these fields, it is an inspirational place for artists and designers to explore and extend their research in order to find new artistic approaches. Arts at CERN is CERN's arts program designed to make creative connections between the worlds of science, the arts, and technology. It is part of CERN's cultural policy, agreed in August 2010, which led to the creation of its flagship arts program, Collide at CERN, Artists' Residences, Creative Collisions Between the Arts and Science, in 2011. The Collide at CERN residency program is already well established and highly regarded, having run successfully for 4 years with a proven track record in transdisciplinary artistic excellence and exchange between artists and scientists.
In today's radio show, you will hear lectures and interviews with and by Monica Bello and Michael Doser from CERN, and also Joe Gerhard from the artistic duo Semiconductor, which will start with their residency at CERN in October. This radio broadcast is produced by Sarah Praschak
and Irnea Savitz. In the first part of today's radio broadcast, you will hear the lecture from Monica Bello from CERN and Joe Gerhardt from Semiconductor.
He said that for centuries, and this is an obvious but really important idea, our reality has been defined by the cultural practices of art and science. The way we comprehend our environment, the interactions with other beings, or the understanding of the complex laws of nature have constituted the common drives of art and science through human history. Currently, we are seeing a renewed and major interest in the hybrid areas created with when these two disciplines collide. And instead of simply communicating, illustrating scientific and technological concepts and objects or models, art once again is recognized as providing a framework for discussing the complexities that underlie our contemporary culture. Today is possible to imagine a place where artists and scientists can meet and influence each other by using formal strategies and universal common imperatives. This is what we do at CERN. Since its creation in 1954, CERN has been a unique and exceptional laboratory where scientists, engineers, and scholars have come together and shared common goal of making new discoveries about the matter and the structure of the universe. You might know these facts because among many other amazing discoveries and technological advances, CERN was the site of the creation of the World Wide Web, an invention that has transformed our society and our lives. It is also the site of the Large Hadron Collider, the biggest machine ever existed, the most powerful man-made craft that has been placed in this near the Lake of Geneva. Without pioneering and open international collaborations that embrace the importance of exploration, these advances could not be possible. The fundamental research that is undertaking at CERN not only helps us to improve our understanding of the universe, it also contributes to human society by enabling positive cultural and social changes. When the CERN cultural policy was launched under the name of Great Art for Great Science in August of 2011, CERN's engagement with the arts was placed on a similar level as the excellence of its science. In order to find the most innovative ways for understanding art and creation through fundamental research, CERN looked to form collaborations with international partners, sharing the same objectives. This was a common goal, a common interest of encouraging synergies between disciplines in order to understand how this could benefit our society. And Ars Electronica was at that time an obvious and natural match. So over the last 4 years, we partnership Ars Electronica to give the opportunity to the artists to spend some time at CERN, exploring ideas, looking at the science, the pure science that is developed there, and to come later to Future Lab to produce a piece or a technological device related to it. Since CERN cultural policy was written at that time, we also partner other institutions and the network at the moment is expanding. We had collaborations with Onassis Cultural Center in Athens, the Ministry of Culture of Taiwan, the Federal Chancellery of Austria, the Swiss Arts Council Pro Helvetia, goes on because at the moment we are about to open new calls with new partners. All over the world, there is an interest for the artistic exploration of the multidimensional domain of high energy physics. The way we work is to provide an incomparable and hugely inspiring location for creators of many artistic disciplines to develop their practice during a residency that can take from 1 day to 3 months. And during this residency, the artist is invited to become integrated into the community of researchers, becoming one of us. She will typically be challenged by the idiosyncrasies of the space, in getting involved in the conversations, the discussions, and those are, believe me, full of terms that sometimes are far removed from everyday speech. The routines of the lab and the practices of the artists we know can be very esoteric. The scale of the place can be daunting, meeting physicists, computing engineers, experimentalists, visiting experiments, locations, looking at machines that are really far from design and being pretty. They are really making an amazing job creating clouds or exploring antimatter or different particles. And many of other actions that help to construct the experience of the artist in a daily basis. Over the period of the residency, the artist becomes immersed in this huge and tireless hive that constitutes the fascinating environment where the study of pure constituents of matter and other elementary particles is the common objectives of 11,000 scientists that meet at CERN. Joe Gerhardt from Semiconductor with Ruth German are the winning artists of the last Collide at CERN Ars Electronica competition. They will be with us at CERN next week, starting on October the residency. So it's a bit soon for you to ask you to talk about a residency that didn't happen yet. Still, I know that you've been before in scientific labs and institutions, and your work is inspired by them.
Yes, so I have to mention that I normally work with my partner, Ruth Jarman, and we work together as Semiconductor, as an artist duo. We've been working together for about 20 years, and we didn't start off working with science or with technology, but we were interested in working with the computers, which is why we came up with the name Semiconductor and the idea that the computer is the another member of our group. And the computer was always aestheticizing our work, adding a digital feel to the work. And so we started making work that was exploring the nature of the medium, of the technology. And eventually we started expanding into thinking about the natural world and how that becomes mediated through digital technologies. We ended up starting to use seismic data and other types of scientific data that allowed us to view and think about the extended world of nature beyond our everyday perceptions. And as soon as we started working with science, we realized that science was creating a mediated experience of the natural world. And so we were very interested in how you could actually experience nature through a scientific veil, as it were. And so we ended up applying to open calls for science residencies, and our first great opportunity was working at a NASA Space Sciences Lab, where we learnt about magnetic fields and the Sun-Earth relationship. And we made a lot of work where you could create experiences of what the scientists were talking about philosophically and technically. For example, we took the idea of the sun being at the center of the solar system, and we've all taken for granted the idea that it's the Earth rotating and that the sun stays still. But we also all know that it used to be the other way around. We used to think that the sun was going around the Earth, and yet we've never done an experiment. How many people in the room have actually done an experiment to test whether that's true? But we know it's true because we believe science, and we wanted to actually create an experiment, a piece of work that actually showed what was actually going on. So in this animation, we created a time lapse of the sun where the sun stays at the center of the image and the Earth rotates around. And so we created an experience of a scientific idea that we take for granted. So many of our works build on a kind of underlying scientific philosophical approach, but also we often work with scientific data and in a way take it out of context to create a humanized experience where you experience nature and science and the technology to look at nature. So often when we've done residencies in labs, we have to go in with specific ideas. It's the only way you get a residency is by saying you have a really good idea that sells it to the panel. But when you get there, you have to have a completely open idea because you don't know what's going to be interesting and, you know, you're going to aim at. So it's very important to have kind of split personality in that sense. So we ended up knocking on scientists' doors, and they're always too busy, and they never find time for you, but they've always got half an hour now. And so scientists are always open up and always want to talk to you if you ask them the right question about their work. So you have to do your homework, and you have to knock on their doors, and they'll welcome you in, and they'll be really interested if you ask them the right question. So you do a bit of homework, and it's always got to be now. And we were knocking on the doors of Nobel Prize winners. Very scary thing because they always know infinitely more than you, even about your own work. But it was really inspiring to learn how to engage with scientists in this way. And now the normal art-science relationship, which many people here probably have worked with, is more of a collaboration, or the idea of a collaboration. I don't really believe that ever happens. I don't believe the scientists ever get anything out of the art relates to their actual scientific practice. But of course, these artists get lots out of the science to do their artistic practice. What we hope the scientists get out of it in exchange is a new perspective of their work, that someone finds a different kind of product, a different way of making something with their data, with their work. So anyway, so we're about to do the CERN residency, and we've got a very specific idea to do with the language and the nature of how particle physicists have to create metaphors and a whole new kind of visual language and metaphors, just to explain things that are incomprehensible. And so we're going to be studying that, but we're also hoping to get our hands on lots of forgotten media and stuff that will be sitting in the back of cupboards, and we really don't know what we're going to find yet. So that's our plan.
Says Joe Gerhardt from Semiconductor, which we also met after the lecture for an interview.
I would like to ask you to introduce Semiconductor and what are you doing?
My name's Joe Gerhardt. I'm half of Semiconductor, and I work with my partner Ruth Jarman for over 20 years. We've made moving image works and short films that get shown in cinemas, art galleries, animation festivals, new media festivals, in music festivals. And we've always worked with the idea of exploring and experiencing the natural world and the digital world. And more recently, we've been working with science and in science labs, where we use and look at science as a way of a mediated experience of nature. And so scientists are creating models of nature that are beyond our everyday experiences. So they're looking at the sun or magnetic fields and creating models and ideas that are invisible to us. But we as artists can interpret this and create an understanding, a picture in our heads, a literal map of what's going on. And so in the near future, we're going to do the CERN residency, and we've just won the award. And during this residency, we're not sure what we're going to find yet, because particle physics is famously impossible to understand. So we've created approaches to look at what the scientists are doing. The scientists are creating their own languages, oral and visual and metaphorical, philosophical, to try to comprehend the unknown. And so this whole process and the types of ways that they visualize things we'll be exploring. And we're also going to hope to dig around in the back of some closets and find some materials and some data that is less familiar and we can work with, in the same way a painter or a sculptor would have work with a material like paint or stone, and we will use this scientific data to sculpt. So we have many different ways of working, where sometimes we do time-lapse animation, sometimes it's digital CGI animation, sometimes we'll interview scientists and work with their dialogue and visualize what they're saying. We work with their scientific language. And so we're always looking for different ways to work with scientific data and with science, but always looking at experiences that can be created around the scientific models of nature. And that science, in a way, is just the thing between us and nature. Yeah. You know, there is so much going on, and we're really interested in experiencing stuff that's the unknown, and it just happens to be through science. Yeah. Or technology.
How do you see and science in your personal view on?
So there's quite a traditional idea of art and science where the science gets something out of the art, that they collaborate and new scientific ideas are explored and researched. And I'm not really sure that happens anymore. Obviously it can do, but really the artist has to be a scientist to do that, and then it's not really art anymore. So the way that we work is that we work with the scientific products and the ideas, the philosophy, as a material, as a medium, just like a painter uses paint. And you know, everything is something that could be explored through the artistic processes. And what the scientists get in return is they get to see their work being used in a different way. It makes them think about different types of things in their work that can be interesting, or it's normally discarded and it's they don't see as so relevant.
We also met Monica Bello from CERN for a short statement.
Semiconductors have a very long trajectory working with scientific concepts and scientific data. And in their proposal, they express very clear ideas of what they expect to find at CERN. I think they are really fit for taking this presidency, and they are also really open for what they are expecting to do. But this combined with their expertise in animation, film, and video media makes them the most amazing artists to have at CERN at the moment.
What kind of conditions has CERN in order to accept some artists?
The criteria is very open. We didn't draw really limiting conditions, but we just ask for proposals for expression of ideas and interest from the artist. The criteria is really depending on how far they want to go with the exploration during CERN residency. And also I think it's, we want to always take care of the fact that the artists need to be aware of what CERN is, because it's a fundamental research laboratory. It's not applied science, it's not even experimentally based, it's more pure science, and this makes the space of research for the artists very unique but very challenging.
CERN's expectations from the semiconductor?
What we expect really is that they engage in the best way for their artistic practice in the atmosphere and the environment that they are going to find at CERN. They are going to be immersed in the community, and they are going to be really challenged by the concepts and the research that is being taken there. I mean, they are going to find people talking to them about really deep and sometimes obscure ideas and concepts, but these are not metaphors. This is something that is either a hypothesis or is being researched to the deepest level to find out if it's happening. And this is all based about the structure of our universe. So it's very challenging, especially in the fundamental particle physics, more than in any other area of the science, because you cannot touch it or you cannot see it.
Michael Dozer from CERN also contributed a statement concerning art and science.
I'm Michael Dozer, and I'm a physicist working at CERN. And in fact, my area of expertise is working with antimatter, where I try to build an experiment to measure whether antimatter falls like normal matter. And because this is a really, really tough experiment, I have a quote to add to your collection, which is what I have on my door in the office, which says, "Oh, gravity, thou art a heartless bitch." But I think that's not why I'm here. The real reason I'm here is to talk about art and science, and part of that is my involvement with the art and science program at CERN, with the residencies that have taken place there. Every time we talk about art and science projects, one of the things that people ask, or often ask, is what is it good for? Not in the sense of the outcome, but rather what do the artists get from the scientists, and what do the scientists get from the artists? And it's taken as a given that the artists are exploiting the scientists, that they get something out of it, of course, because they have all these great metaphors that come out. And they can play with this. But the real question is what the scientists get out of it. And this is a question that's been bothering me more and more. And the real reason why it's been bothering me is that it's the wrong question to ask. In fact, it's exactly the same kind of question that we ask when we ask for money from funding agencies, when we ask for money for a project, for a new research experiment. One of the first questions we have to answer for the funding agencies is, what is this good for? And the meaning there is very clear. The expectation is that it has an economical outcome. We heard yesterday at the gala the representative of the European Union who argued that art and science collaborations are important because 4% of the GDP in Europe comes from the creative businesses. This is the reason why you should be doing art and science, because you can generate more growth for the GDP. That's exactly the wrong kind of approach. This is not the reason why you do it. Why you do it is because, as the name at CERN says, the collide at CERN, well, when you collide things, you don't get something nice and clean coming out. You don't get deliverables, you don't get milestones, you don't get work packages. You get chaos, you get a mess, you get junk coming out in all directions. This is what collisions produce. But what comes out of these collisions is, in this mess, the occasional gold nugget. If you think about how the World Wide Web was developed, we were celebrating 25 years of the World Wide Web now. Everybody's very proud that the World Wide Web was invented at CERN. But what it didn't rely on at that time is a committee. It didn't rely on a plan. It didn't rely on a proposal with work package, with milestones, with deliverables. What it did instead is describe a very vague idea, something that might have succeeded, might have failed. You don't know what comes out when you do an experiment like that. Occasionally, you hit a gold nugget. Most of the time, you fail. And in fact, this is what you should expect when you're doing real research, whether it be art or being science. You're walking a tightrope, and if you're not falling down, then it's because it's too easy. You have to fail. You have to know that you're not going to succeed in all these endeavors. And in fact, this is what we should be looking for in art and science, in art and in science, not necessarily together, but also separately. We should be looking for projects that are visionary, that are crazy, that are ambitious, that have a very high likelihood of failing, but not projects that can guarantee an outcome. And so the interaction between artists and scientists that I've had up to now, I'm not going to tell you what influence it has had on my life or on CERN or on physics, because I don't know. It's something that may not have ever had an influence. Maybe we have to do another 20, another 100 residencies before something interesting will come out. But for the while being, we should continue doing this without any guarantees, just jumping into the void every single time.
Says Michael Doser from CERN. This was today's radio broadcast, Art and Science. You heard lectures and interviews by Michael Doser and Monica Bello from CERN, and also Joe Gerhardt from the artist duo Semiconductor, which will do a residency at CERN in October.
In the next radio broadcast, Art and Science, you will hear the lecture about future mobility.
A challenge for art and science. This radio broadcast was produced by Sarah Braschak
and Tirnea Zavetz.
Art and Science.
A radio broadcast about the European Digital Art and Science Network.